Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we shift inside our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions towards anything financial or economic nature, starting in our own life and our own perspective on life. So does our world change, so does the world change. It starts with each of us. We do this each day as we come together to open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm glad to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 49. Accept, do not judge, and move on. Accept, do not judge, and move on. There have been probably many times in your life, as there's been in my life, where things didn't seem to go the way you thought they were supposed to go. You thought you were on a winning path. You thought you were on the right path. You thought you were doing everything the best of your ability. And for whatever reason, things did not go as you planned, as you intended, as you anticipated, as you expected. It is these moments when you are especially asked to remember today's message. Accept, do not judge, and move on. There's a saying that when one door closes, another opens. And the more that you are willing to walk through this new door and close the other door securely, the closer you will be to being on your absolute right and perfect path. Not the path necessarily that your mental mind set out to do, although it could be. You are more likely to be on the path of your soul. And therefore, when you step onto this path, by letting go the preconceived, mentally arranged path, then you allow yourself to step into the flow where things seem to just come to you, people, situations, opportunities, better than you could have ever orchestrated, with ease and grace. They seem to almost walk into your life. It happens every day when you're willing to accept, this is where I am, without judgment. This is just where I am, and this is what I want. This is what I need. This or something better. To accept is to take to, meaning willingly to receive. Willingly is readily and cheerfully. Consenting to, simply agreeing to. It's saying yes. Yes to the new invitation that can only show up when you let go the current reality, this mental picture that you've created. When we go into judgment, we stop the flow. When we go into judgment, we attempt to decide what is right and what is wrong, as if we were the judge and jury. We attempt to decide what is worthy. And ultimately, to judge means to criticize. And this is a part that keeps so many people stuck, is to analyze and judge, to be the critic. And its essential nature to criticize is to find fault. It's the finding fault that keeps us stuck. It keeps your heart hurting. It keeps your body feeling negative energy. And with time, developing negative outcomes. You see, it's all energy. And when we accept, we say yes. We open the floodgates of all good things. That's what accepting is. To approve literally means good. Good too. We decide something is good and favorable. That's to accept. And when we judge, we decide something is wrong and we find fault. And whether it is that we think someone else is wrong or we think we did wrong, either case, we're in the energy of wrong and fault. And we will start materializing wrong and fault in our life rather than good and yes and favorable and cheerful. It is always your choice. Which pool of water do you want to hang out in? If you were in imagining these as simply swimming pools or oceans, visualize the vista and the energy of the pool that feels like all good and cheerful and saying yes and approving. Can you feel that energy? How it lifts you up and you feel like you're floating and happy and light? Or do you choose to be in a pool of water that's filled with criticism and judgment, filled with the energy of wrong and fault and not worthy? How does that feel? Every time you think good or bad, right or wrong, positive or negative, you are sending forth electrical currents through the energy in your body. And you know, our beings are made of 70% water. So it's no wonder, I'm told, to think about the energy of as if you stepped into a pool of water. What would it feel like? And that water in you is being charged with either accept and yes, or judge and criticize and finding fault. And that water is what feeds your cells. Everything travels through your system. And the water lubricates everything. It's your choice. If you want to be filled and energized with yes, I approve, cheerful, I'm ready for the next right opportunity, it is good. It is good because I learned something from this that moves me into the next right direction, and now I may move on. Or do you choose to energize every cell and atom of your being with judgment and criticism and finding fault and not worthy? It's your choice. Maybe that keeps it kind of simple. So next time when something happens that your mental mind wishes it had not, your emotional mind wishes it had not, you can remember this moment and choose again. Choose to accept. Find what is great and good about it. Find what you've learned from it. Find how you can be better from it. Find what is good. Maybe it simply was the time you had in this now moment. And then we're told to move on. Simply stay in motion. Don't allow yourself to settle in judgment and criticism and wrong thinking. Set your sights on a higher goal. Move forward. Allow yourself to be moved forward. Saying yes does that. When you say yes, then not only do you move forward, it's as if the universe moves towards you too, and you meet. And your next, whatever it is that you are seeking, finds you. The other day, a client called. He was quite distressed. He'd been dating a woman, on and off. He always told her, he said, he had no intentions of being in a long-term loving relationship as leading to marriage. And several times they'd had this conversation, and the woman had kept saying, yes, yes, I understand, no problem, let's stay, you know, whatever they thought, or she said she agreed to what he said. And so he continued to date a new person. And that was his choice, I guess. He decided he was dating one person, more than one person at a time. And he had this feeling inside of him that she really didn't get it again, even though he had told her. So he called me and asked how to approach it. So I asked him to simply speak the truth. And he did. And she appeared to again have amnesia and be quite upset. So both people have an opportunity here to accept, do not judge, and move on. Not only is she seeming to be upset, you see, she's upset because she has already painted an entire story, filled in all the little pictures of their living happily ever after. For whatever reason, even though he has said on three separate occasions he has told her this, she persisted in saying it was okay for him to date others with the intention that he would eventually see how wonderful she was and come back to her fully. She is feeding herself with a lot of negative energy. He, on the other hand, is doing the same because he has not been willing, although he's finding his way through it, to simply accept the friendship that they've had, the love that they've had, and allow himself to move forward, to accept that he did the best he knew how to do. It's not all about her. It's about him as well. I asked him to find out, to ask himself, what has he learned from this for himself? And he had some things that came to his mind, came to his heart. And every time he spoke this truth, he felt a little better. Everyone's different. Some people, they get over it in 5 seconds, or 5 minutes, 5 days. You can't judge yourself on this. It's simply allowing yourself to find your way. Today's message is for all kinds of things, all kinds of decisions that you've made that seem like they've backfired on you. A choice of partners, a choice of relationships, a choice of jobs, a choice to move away from a job, a choice where to invest your money or your time or your energy. We have choices every day. Many do not turn out to be what we set up in our mind they were going to be. If they do not match our soul's purpose, no matter how much energy you put into them, they will not be realized. So when you make your choices, the place to start is not in the mental picturing, which many, many people do. We're following spiritual principles that says you picture what you want. And yet I share with you the place to start in any choice, and life is filled with choices, is listening inside. Listening to the direction inside. And following that choice, following that image, following that voice. Now, that doesn't mean things are always rosy. It's knowing that if you followed your soul, that everything that happened happened right. Even if it doesn't pan out right, you were following your soul's direction. You see that panning out right is a mental thing. Your soul's direction, because there was a master lesson for you, an opportunity for you to come to know and reveal a part of yourself that possibly has been hidden from you. The possibility of discovering inner strength. The possibility of knowing love in a way you've not known before. A possibility for you to be compassionate. A possibility for you to really feel what another feels. Things always happen right. Trust that if you followed your soul's voice, it's all unfolding as it is meant to be. Declare it good. Declare it good. Accept. Say yes to the universe. I am willing to receive this gift, this opportunity, to see what I've had with love, to be ready and willing now, this moment, not someday. As soon as you realize this part is over, I am ready and willing to receive my good right now, the unfoldment of the next installment of my growth and happiness. After all, that's what we're really here for, growth and happiness. Not your mental growth, your personal growth, your soul's growth. And when your soul is growing, and you allow yourself to expand and not put the brakes on you or limit your growth into this preconceived idea as if it were a box that you were to fill, when you let go that, open the door wide, your soul has an opportunity to grow, to expand, to explore. And that's what we're here to do. This is the good life. This is allowing yourself to truly resonate with authentic peace, power, and prosperity. To accept, say yes, approve of, be cheerful, agree. I've enjoyed this moment. I've learned from this moment. This moment is past. I'm ready for the next new, right, and perfect unfoldment in my life. That's the mindset and the heart set. When they are aligned as that, the new, right person, opportunity, answer shows up. Because whatever you are seeking in your heart self is seeking you. And if you stay in this energy of accepting and approving and taking to, literally taking to whatever it is that happened with an accepting, loving, consenting, agreeing heart, then you allow the new positive energy to move you forward and come into your life and bring forth all that is for your truest, highest, and best good. It starts with you. You see, it's not about what happened to you. It's about how you respond to what happened to you. Have you chosen to respond with love, understanding, compassion, saying yes, and letting go so God can come into your life and work it out for you? Or have you responded with, I can't believe this happened. Why is this happening? How could this happen? How could it go so wrong? How could this happen to me? And bring in more of that energy. And more things seem to happen to you that you don't know how they could have happened to you. And that spirals like a rolling pebble that grows bigger and bigger, that's saying as if it were a rolling stone, picking up more stuff and more stuff and more stuff, and just rolling down your life all this negative stuff. You see, we shape the outcome with our energy about what's happening now. Choose to accept, let go, and allow the next highest and best to come into your life now, right now, not someday, now. Allow yourself to securely close the door on this past, whatever it is. See and feel and know the good from it.
see and feel and know how you are a nobler person because of it. See and feel and know that all is perfect. Wish that situation, that person, as well as yourself, well. That person who you were then. See and feel that energy moving back, moving up and away, like a balloon drifting off higher and higher into the heavens to be transmuted for all good. See, feel, and know it is done. And securely, let it go. Allowing yourself to simply accept and move on. No more looking over your shoulder. No more hesitation. No more second guessing. No more repeating the story. Simply accept. Do not judge. And move on. You hold the key, dear ones. You hold the key with the energy you focus on. Say yes. Say yes. Slip the yes key into that door, into that door's lock. Open it wide and step through to your next best, highest, and best good for you now. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Take it slowly. Feeling your breath. Hearing your breath. Gently. Coming in and out. Allowing yourself to focus on your heart. Bring your attention to your heart. Bring your breath to your heart. Simply be one at the center of your being. Allow yourself to notice the color here as if it is a pool of healing water. And it is. Allow yourself to simply step into this healing water. Allow this beautiful color within you to energize every cell and atom of your being with the pure love within it now. As you step into this water, feel your body tingling as it travels up from your feet to your legs, your hip bones, your lower stomach area, moving up towards your heart, your upper chest, your shoulder, your arms, your hands, to your throat, to the top of your head, feel this peace. Allowing yourself to sit in this healing water. Perhaps stretch out. Float here. Simply be at rest inside. In this pool of yes energy. And as you are floating here, filled with this peace, allow come into your mind, your heart's mind, any moment in time. It still keeps coming back. Where you feel a little bit still of that anguish, that loss, that guilt. Where you harbor pain, resentment. Whatever comes to mind is exactly right. Now looking at this situation, this moment, through the eyes of love. Allow yourself to see the truth of why this was. Allow your heart self to speak the truth of what happened. What was your opportunity here? How are you blessed from the seeming anguish? What was the golden seed for you to receive here? What part did this person play in your soul's growth? Who did you have the opportunity to become from this experience? See that person, that situation, as a spiritual teacher. Now respond. Feel and see and hear yourself responding to this situation from a higher place of knowing, a place of grace, gratitude, thanks, divine love. Hear and see and feel this person who acted as your spiritual teacher, this situation that acted as your spiritual lesson, responding in kind, with love and acceptance. Feel in your heart, it is good. This picture right now, as you feel and see it now, it is good. I agree. Yes, it is good. Thank you. And see this situation, this person, moving away, floating away, rising back to the cosmos and the seeming nothingness from where it and they came from. As they do, you feel complete. It is done. It is good. Yes. It is good. Feel your heart as if it's smiling inside, feeling complete peace, knowing higher truth. Feeling this harmony within you that comes with total peace. Feeling so blessed. As you willingly let go. And allow yourself to move on. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and you live your life from this higher place. Not looking back on this scene again. Other than with love, gratefulness, and thanks. Seeing, feeling, and knowing it for the truth of its being. So it's time to rise. This healing yes pool, ever so gently feeling your being standing up. Filled with this energy of yes. Stepping out of the pool, conscious of your breath. Listening to your heart. Becoming conscious of your physical body temple, your hands and your feet. As you breathe into them, squeeze them ever so gently. Breathing into your heart center, breathing into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Accept and move on and know. We are love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Be ready for the right opportunity. Listen to the direction inside. All is perfect under grace. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. It is done. Oh.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.